First of all, pay my innumerable prostrate humble obeisances the lotus feet of the most revered Gurudeva. Nityalila pravishtom Vishnupad Ashtrattar Satasimha Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. The absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances the lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus, pray for their causeless mercy, give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present here. We have got our program, at least myself and three others leave for Mumbai tomorrow evening flight, and which there 9 PM perhaps. Mumbai, previously Bombay. Now they say Mumbai. There we have got program for 10 days. From there I shall have to go to Cochin, Kerala, seaport. We attend the centennial function of our Gurudev. There I may have to speak in English or in Hindi. There will be some interpreter to interpret either Hindi or English. The Malayalam language is the first time I am going there. We are actually, we belong to the school of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's thought. We are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You have to know it. Now, throughout the year we speak on this subject. Only thing is necessary, remembrance. The here from the sadhus and again we forget. Forgetfulness is our desire, a disease. Not desire, disease. A kind of disease. So constant association of bona fide sadhus is indispensable. Without that you cannot have development, enhancement in bhajan. Now what is the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? One saint, a devotee saint of Bengal, Srinath Chakravarti, has taught about the teachings, or has written about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in one verse. I think you have heard that many times. Aradya Bhagavan Brajeshatame Taddhama Vrindavan Rambaka Chitupasana Brajavudu Vargane Yakantita Simad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premapumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matanidan Tatradara Napara. This is the verse. You have to worship whom? Who is the object to worship? According to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has taught us to worship Aradha, highest object of worship, is Brajeshatanaya, Krishna Sanab Nanda Maharaj, the king of the milkmen of Brajadham. Where they live on milk of the cows, so where they graze the cows in the pasture. That is called Braja. He is the king. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us to worship Krishna Sanam Nanda Maharaj. Patunarai. Aradya Bhagavan Prajeshatanaya. His transcendental realm is at Vrindavan. Vrindavan is the transcendental realm, spiritual realm. Not like this in this world, this is non eternal. Eternal transcendental realm, highest, Goloka Vrindavan. Aradya Bhagavan Vajishatam Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramba Kajit Vashna Vrajavudu Vargane Gyatanti. There are different forms of worship, with different delightful duration. Transcendental delightful relation with Krishna. Mainly four. Another is a neutral relation, that is not prominent. Shantarashi. Dasha Shakha Vasala Madhu. Master servant relation. friendship relation, parent-children relation, and concept who develop, husband-wife relation, you say. You can worship Nandaranjan Krishna with all the delightful relations. There are various forms of Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is one, cannot be many. Supreme Lord is absolute, infinite, complete. If He is complete, nothing can be outside Supreme Lord. This thing is outside Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord will become finite, incomplete. He cannot be infinite or absolute. Absolute must be one. But His pastimes may be many. He has got numerous forms and numerous pastimes. Also in this world you will find king in court, king in harem. Same king in the court in majestic aspect. In the harem all his own relations are there, sweet aspect. When he goes to play in the ground cricket, there is another, with another grace. Same person is going. Like that. Because all are conscious beings. Unconscious being cannot do anything. Human beings are conscious when thinking, feeling and willing that lives the body, the dead body is not considered a person. Conscious principle. That is a person. Atomic part of a conscious is there within us. Krishna is complete substance Krishna, possessing innumerable, infinite opulences, not one, two opulences. Is infinite, everything is infinite. Some opulences are written in the scriptures. That does not mean that there are not other opulences. Briefly they have written. As He is infinite, His opulences are also in Him. But that is Aradya Bhagavan Vajishadam Paddhama Vrindavanam Ramakadivasana Vajivadivarganakam. You can serve Krishna with delightful, sweet, sweet relation. But the highest delightful relation is Vrajagopi. Their dedication is the highest. Where you will find? You will find in Bhagavat, quintessence of all scriptures. You will find there. Saddhāma brahmā kajivir vidhivad bhajivad yākal vidhā simad bhāgavatam pramāyamamalam. The best and purest evidence, quintessence of all scripture is Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find it. What is the ultimate goal? Prem. What is the meaning of prem? Divine love. But add another adjective to it. because when I had been to. But how God can appear as son of Nanda Maharaj? So it is like us. We are born for parents. Here Krishna is born for parents. Krishna is also a human being. Maybe superhuman being, a great politician, a great diplomat like that. I gave reference of Felix in our Akinjan Purnavati. Felix, one gentleman. He told me, I have got great liking to go through Gita. Without going through Gita, I do not go outside. Every day I go through Gita. Then I praised him. Then he said, Swamiji, although I have got liking for Gita, I don't believe Krishna is Supreme Lord. Because Krishna was born, Krishna had parents, so Krishna, he might be a superhuman being. Or a great diplomat, or a politician. Even in India we hear this. I'm astounded. I asked him, you have got great liking for Gita. Now I want to hear from you some verses from Gita itself to prove that Krishna is superhuman being. Is there any evidence? Just the opposite. Even for Matta, Parathara, Randa, Sriji, Dharmaja, etc. I have already studied about this. Everything just the opposite. Even Brahma could not understand. But one thing I want to say here. Brahma could not understand. He was infatuated, enchanted. He did not believe Krishna as Supreme Lord. When Brajavasis, all the inhabitants of Brajadham, they said, Krishna is Supreme Lord. No, I don't believe. He's a coward boy. Maybe the leader of the coward boy. A coward man. He's covered with newsmen. He's sending the cows. So, I do not believe Brahma said. But you, one thing I have heard, that Brahma is our guru. In Guru Parampara, in Krishna channel, Krishna Brahma. Brahma as Guru and Brahma as Creator, there are different test times. And Vedabhyasmini, if you say Vedabhyasmini, did not say anything about this infatuation of Brahma in Bhagavad. Why? We know more than Vedabhyasmini. This is my question. It's false ego, false vanity. Vedabhyasmini, knowing fully well that Brahma who is coming, he cannot have infatuation. But to teach the conditioned souls of the world that you cannot comprehend, you cannot realize Krishna, he did not mention it, knowing fully well. No, not one single line you will find. There he said that Brahma has played the test times of being enchanted. No. Then the gravity of the subject will be lost. It is for the teachings of the conditioned souls of the world. Brahma is acting. Why you will speak? By that you should not think that there is a person does not know about it. He knows. Intentionally, he has not mentioned. Brahma, your creator, he couldn't understand by saying, covered by. He thought, he already covered by. I don't believe. But when Krishna killed Adhashu, a big demon, like a mountain, then he was astonished. how such a small cowherd boy could kill such a big demon. Let me go there and examine. Then he came to examine Krishna. And Krishna, and that after killing the Adhasur and bringing lives of all the cowherd boys and cubs, in the evening when they came near a large pond or in a lake or sarovar, at that time, this evening, cowherd boy said, "Oh Krishna, Kanhaiya, now you have to take something you have not taken. Something to be taken. You should take something." And they have kept that food in the all trees, the fastening. They brought back those things. And after testing whether it is good or not, if it is bad, if it is bitter, if it is sour, if it is something not good, bad, they will not give to Krishna. After testing, it is good, you say. And Brahma saw that Krishna is standing. Krishna was standing in the left hand palm by taking a morsel of rice and yogurt mixed. This is prohibited in the Vedas. You should not take prasad by left hand. You should take prasad in the right hand. But in Western India, you will find many people take prasad by the left hand. And they give also. They're against the injunction of the Vedas. If he is superior, he doesn't know the injection of the he kept the food on the left hand. He cannot be Supreme Lord. Now all the cowherd boys, Oh Kanhaiya, you take this after testing. What is this? Supreme Lord, if you after testing you give a kind of offense. First you have to offer, then you have to take the prasad. And they are testing, and they are giving. He cannot be Supreme Lord. He is only a coward boy, a friend of them, taking everything. All the remnants of those coward boys. He is completely now like that. Sure that he is not Supreme Lord. Then they say to Krishna, you see, the calves had gone to a distant place. Now it is evening, it will become night. You take prasad here, you take food here. We are going to bring those calves. Otherwise, it will be late. We should be late in reaching house. Parents will be angry at that. Then Krishna said, No, you take prasad. I alone can bring, you take prasad. Brahma was seeing all these things. Krishna was searching. Brahma, what he did? He lifted all the cubs and put them in the cave of a Sumeru mountain, crores and crores of miles away from that place. Yes. And Krishna was searching. Krishna was worried, very much worried. He asked him several questions. Have you seen my calves? No. How can I go now to my house? How can you go to the house? What can I hand with? So we have mercy. Krishna worried too much, asking so many persons. Then Brahma, you cannot be Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is omniscient, omnipotent. He knows everything. You don't know who has lifted because you are not Supreme Lord. My Supreme Lord, if I take something, my Supreme Lord will forcibly bring back. I cannot bring back such forcibly. You are not Supreme Lord, I reject. Then Krishna came back to meet the coward boys. And they lifted, or the Brahma lifted the coward boys to the same place, in that Sumeru mountain. And they were sleeping there. Krishna did not find anybody. Krishna was worried and searching, and if he did not see any coward boys, then he was weeping. Krishna was weeping and asking so many questions. I have lost my cubs. I have lost my coward boys. How can I go back? You do not know. You do not know. You have not seen. He was going to the bank of the Ganges, going to the Govardhan Mountain, so many places, searching and weeping. Then Brahma smiled. You have become Supreme Lord. This is Supreme Lord. All right, you remain here. I am going. Brahma left that place. Then Krishna smiled. And Krishna became so many calves and so many coward boys. And came to the houses. The houses. And all the milkmen and milkmaid gopis, they are glad. They have got more attachment to Krishna, not to their own children. But they have the desire in the heart. If how Nanda Maharaj is taking Krishna in the lap, and also mother Jatadevi is suckling breast, whether we can get this opportunity, whether Krishna will come as your son. There is what he said, desire. Krishna saw that. Krishna is only sign. And Krishna fulfills the desires of all the devotees. Krishna came as son. They thought their sons came. Same form, same way of speaking. If there is any sign in the body, that is also there. And jumping also the same. They thought their sons had come. When they touched, they got the touch of Krishna. And there are shivering, manipulation, all these ecstatic feelings. See the compass sweating, shivering, horripilation, and also like stupor, stambha. Stambha means without any activity. There is a kind of ecstatic feeling. All this is the feeling. Tears are rolling down from their eyes. Oshru. And they cannot utter their utter in full name of Krishna, choked voice, all these ecstatic feelings. They were astonished. Oh, we are so long not attached to our family members, but now we are attached. Krishna came, has come, they could not understand. By embracing Krishna, they are so much in extreme bliss, extreme happiness, then they could not give up the sasana. And they are so much, and they are struggling all these times. And by that, they are struggling. By that seeing Brahma, I saw that. By seeing that Brahma, what is this? What is this? We are doing so many operations, sacrifices, with uttering Brahma, Veda mantra, we cannot satisfy Krishna. The jnanis, they are thinking about, they want to merge themselves in impersonal Brahma. They have got no such satisfaction. So Bhimgar has got no satisfaction, the jnana marga, the yoga marga, all these. But by sucking the breast of the gopis, Krishna is so much glad. If Krishna is not happy, then what sort of obligation we are doing? It becomes no value. You will find in the prayer of Brahma, Baladev could understand. Oh, these are not the sons of the gopis. Krishna has come in the form of them to fulfill their desire. And cows also, they are also Rishi Munis. They also want Krishna should come as a calf, and Krishna should suck our breast. Krishna is served up by our milk, but Krishna himself should come. So Krishna also came as calf. When calf give new calf, new young one, the cows have the more love. But at that time when Krishna came, Krishna is all attracting. They left everything. They're running towards all the milkmen. They tried to control, but they could not try. They were able to control. They went through the thorny trees and the breeding, but in the particular talk, Krishna. So Krishna came to the body. And tears are rolling down. Fulfill the desire of the calves. Fulfill the desire of the cows. As calves, Krishna came. For 1 year. After that, when Brahma came, he saw Krishna was doing the same pastime. Oh, very cunning. He could know that kept them in the cave of the mountain. He went there, he saw all the cows are there. All the cows were sleeping. Oh, I saw wrong. He came to the Bajada. They're moving. What is this? Magic? Then he said, oh, he must be my master. I committed a great offense by taking them. By not giving them the opportunity to take food, I committed offense to his devotees. Then he made prostrate of his senses, fell down on the ground and was praying, Krishna. I committed offense, I couldn't understand, please forgive me for all this. All this you know. Then, when there's the actual submission, by the fools they can understand. There's the submission from the core of the heart. So Krishna immediately changed everything. And he saw all the covered boys and calves there, Chaturbhuj Narayana. Narayana he understood. Narayana, my master. Then he again fell down. They are all my masters. I thought they are covered by Then again he saw no Narayan, four-armed Narayan, no covered boys, no calves. Same Krishna is standing and with the morsel of that yogurt and rice mixed in his left-hand palm and fluid under the waist and in his left-hand then horn and cane, standing, the same person. And infinite Narayans are coming. Infinite Narayans, not 1,000 or 2,000. Krishna is the cause of all causes. Then he started submitting his prayer. No mirda prabhuja paridam naraya. Vinda vasa parivitsa lasan mukaya. Vanna sada kavala vetra visana venu. Vanna sada kavala visana venu. Lakmanli mudu vade pasudan kajaya. He started praying. Brahma. No vidya. You are the highest object of worship. You are highest in wealth. Highest in sweetness. You are the foremost of all avatars. You are avatari. You are the cause of all avatars. No vidya. You are pujyatama. You are the highest object of worship. Abhrabhavise. Your color is black. That black color is like rain-blown cloud, that black, dark black, that color is so dazzling. And rain-blown cloud, like that black. Abhravani, Taridambaraya, your dress, your garments, your cloth, your dress, whatever it is. That is, this is like YOLO color, dazzling like a flash of lightning. Lightning has got, if you compare with the lightning, the lightning you will find flashing, but in YOLO color cloth you cannot get that flashing. So it is compared with the Tori, Tori Dhambaraya, like the flashing of the lightning. Paridambara, Gunjavatamsha. Gunja means a very extremely small red and black seed. By that, decoration is done. And sometimes it is also made like a garden. And that decorated by, adorned by this, his face, his countenance, his appearance, adorned by this, Gunjara. Gunjavan is the seed, black and red seed, small but beautiful. Gunjavatamsha, and there is earring. In the ear there is a wonderful ornament. That is also very big, attractive, adorned with that. Gunjavatamsha is picture. And the peacock's feather. Their tail in the head is adorned with this, so beautiful. No yapra the Taridambara Gunjavatamsha Parivitsa Lasan Mukhaya. It is adorned with that, very beautiful. Vanna Sadya Kamala Vetra. And his garland is made of wild flowers. Flowers in the forest. By that. There is also dazzling. Everything is there spiritual. Nothing is material. Everything is spiritual. Everything is talking. Everything is moving. But the trees, they are not moving. But they have got consciousness. You can understand. In this way. And the morsel of yogurt and rice, which he first condemned that he does not know anything about the rules of regulations of weather, by seeing that in the left hand, the sweetest, so much attractive, is so different. Everything has become different. This cane is there, Vishan is there, her horn, to make more sound. Vetra Vishan, and his step, his feet is very sweet, very beautiful, and very soft. Very attractive. In Brahma said in his prayer, we have the presiding duties of the, all the sense organs of the conditioned souls. That our health they cannot see. But we are not seeing with the devotional eyes. It should be seen by the spiritual devotional eyes. We are seeing as presiding duties of the all the sense of them. But by seeing them we are charmed. Those who are seeing by devotional eyes, spiritually, what should be the beauty of it? I can understand. When Krishna moving, then it is so beautiful. Krishna is moving in the pasture, in the forest. And he appears as son of milkman who is tending the cows. Not ordinary milkman. They are the personal associates. Nanda Maharaj personal associates, spiritual, everything spiritual, ordinary, not meekness of this world. Without the grace of real Brajavas, you cannot get have this sort of faith. Now, when Brahma is infatuated, how we can go by our own endeavor? Conditions that we are created by him. Brahma has created us. He cannot understand this. But you should not say anything that Brahma has not said, I am saying more than Brahma. More than Brahma is that the Brahma has got no such intuition and it is not written by Veda Vyasmini, I am saying. Such vanity you should not show. Intentionally he has not said. To give the impression to the conditioned souls, by your own endeavor you cannot know, by your own inductive process, by the process of ascension, you cannot get up by any people. But that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will find Yugadharma Pravartan, Yugadharma Pravartan, Nama Sankirtan, Chariva Bhakti Racharu Bhuva. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Krishna. Nandananda Krishna is saying, always Nandananda, all Dapadjiko, Nandananda Krishna does not appear. Special Dapadjiko. In this Mandanta, Saptam Mandanta, Seventh Mandanta. And after Dapadjiko, the Kali Yuga, we are now. We are so fortunate. We are born. That Krishna is saying, I am now, my sports are with and all these pastimes are with the personal associates. I have not given this prem to anybody. But the next Kali Yuga, I shall introduce Nam Sankirtan. as in Srinamdhag Gita. And four principal delightful relation is called Bhav. That should be enduring Bhav. That should remain permanent Bhav. Permanent relation is called Bhav. Non-permanent is Bhav. Permanent relation, some has got master servant relation, some has got this sort of friendship relation, bosom friend, some have got the relation of mother, father or parent, child, and some have got the relation of husband, wife or gopi bhav. There was a relation. I shall make all dance by distributing all this frame and all this permanent relation with the world in Kali Yuga. It is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Charibha Bhakti Janaka Muhuvan. Apni Kuru Hakta Bha Bhangikare. I shall become as devotee, highest devotee rather than I want to have the desire to relish my own sweetness, how Radharam is relishing. But that is the main cause of accepting Radharani's motor worship and his complexion, her complexion. Radharani. I shall appear as devotee, highest devotee, and I shall perform bhajan, and I shall teach others. Without performing, nobody can teach bhajan to others. You have got no belief for God, you cannot impart this to others. You have got no love for Krishna, you cannot give this to the others. You have to practice it. You have got that sort of qualification, then you can give the others. So I shall take the form of a devotee. I shall worship Krishna and teach others. Apne atyadharma jivane shika, apne koile dharma shika. Without practice, nobody can teach this. আপনি করে ভক্ত হওয়া অঙ্গীকারে